And to also try to encourage those who have perhaps not been attending as much.
本来这个恩典呢是要给我们的。
Because this blessing is for us.
但是因为我们没有参加，就失掉了这个宝贵的福分，很可惜。
But many times, if we are unable to participate in these events, then it's very unfortunate.
对地方教会的弟兄姊妹啊，我们应当多多鼓励。
So we really need to encourage our local members more.
今天早上啊。第一节，我想跟大家来谈以利亚的故事。
For the first session for this morning, I want to talk about the story of Elijah.
圣经里面讲到说，以利亚先知啊，是以色列国的战车马兵。
In the Bible, it says that the kingdom and where Elijah was, they were just like there were many soldiers and chariots.
圣经用这样的名词描写这两个人，以利亚跟以利沙。
And the Bible has used this to describe Elijah and Elisha.
他们一个人啊，可以抵抗千军万马。
That the, just one person could overcome the soldiers and the horses.
神跟他们同在，所以他们啊带来非常大的力量。
And God abided with them so that they had much strength.
主要的目的啊，就是要来帮助以色列国啊信仰上的复兴。
And the main purpose was to help the spiritual revival of the Israel kingdom.
这个亚哈王啊是。以色列国啊，第三代篡位的那个暗利的儿子。
King Ahab was the son of the third king of the kingdom.
王国分裂以后啊，北朝他们就去拜偶像了。
After separating the kingdoms, then the northern part of the kingdom had worship idols.
所以这个国家就不安定啊，这个朝代一直换。
There was unrest in the kingdom, and many times they had to change many dynasties.
他们本来是用金牛代替神。
They had actually used the golden calf to replace their god.
后来就把偶像啊，外邦的偶像，通通搬到以色列地来了。
And then later on, they had brought all the Gentile idols brought to the Israel.
亚哈王因为娶了一个外邦的女子。
And because King Ahab had married a Gentile woman,
所以他就把外邦的神啊，通通搬到以色列。
And so he brought all the Gentile gods to Israel.
所以我们常常讲说啊。要在主内通婚啊，不要跟外邦通婚。
And so this is why many times we often encourage the people to marry in the Lord, but not with Gentiles.
最主要还是避免信仰上受影响。
And the most important thing is to avoid being influenced in the faith.
本来亚哈王还没有那么坏。
Originally, King Ahab was not so wicked.
但是因为受王后的影响。
But because of the influence from his queen.
结果圣经里面变成最坏的一个王。
And so in the Bible, he turned into the worst king.
做了很多啊，伤天害理啊，得罪神的事情。
And he did many things that are wicked, evil in the eyes of God.
这个外邦人啊，他们拜很多偶像。
And the Gentiles had worshipped many idols.
本来这个偶像啊，是没有办法降灾，也没有办法束缚的。
Originally, the idols the idols could not cure the disasters that they
但是偶像是魔鬼迷惑人的工具。
But idols are actually tools that the devil uses to confuse people.
他们以为说啊，这个巴利啊，中东最有名的偶像是掌管五谷生产的神。
And so for the Gentiles, they thought that Baal was their main god.
他们还拜一个女神叫做亚瑟拉，说这个是管生育的妇女生育的。
Baal was the one that controlled the crops, and they were also worshiping an idol that was a female god.
主要他们这个偶像的崇拜啊，一方面很淫乱，一方面很凶暴。
And it controlled fertility, and so the idols that they were worshiping were not only full of sexual immorality, but there was much wickedness.
非常的残忍啊，把自己的孩子都把它烧掉，烧给偶像。
They were very violent that they would even burn their children to death.
神怎么会容许这样的事情呢？
To offer to the idols, so why would God allow something like
this? 但是王啊，却带着百姓啊，做这样的崇拜，神怎么会啊？高兴呢。
And so if a king was leading his people to do these wicked things, how would God be pleased?
本来说这个王啊，是以色列的领导者。
And so a king should be a leader in Israel.
神说啊，王要做以色列的牧者。
And God has said that the king should be like a shepherd.
神立他们做王，要来牧养以色列百姓。
God has set these kings so that they can shepherd the people.
就是要来教导他们神的道啊，让他们啊敬畏神，蒙神祝福。
It is to teach them the teachings of God so that they can also be blessed.
但是啊，没想到王却把百姓带错方向。
However, it was very unfortunate that their king had led them astray.
啊，既然王啊得不到神的重用
，because the kings could not be used by God.
啊，所以神就另外兴起先知来。
And so then God had exalted the prophets.
啊，神就是直接听从神的命令。
And the prophets were listening to the commands of God directly.
啊，他们目的啊就是要来帮助辅佐王啊，把百姓带到正路。
And their purpose was to help and aid the king so that the kings could now go back to the correct path.
啊，结果在这个亚哈王最黑暗的时代啊，神就兴起最有能力的先知啊，啊，以利亚。
But in this darkest times for King Ahab, then God had risen up this prophet Elijah.
我们看列王记上十七章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
第一节
，verse one。
基列聚集的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我主这所侍奉永生的主以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。突然间跑出一个人叫做以利亚。
So suddenly there's this person Elijah.
啊，圣经里面对以利亚的背景啊介绍不多。
And in the Bible, there was not much recorded about the background of Elijah.
说那是基列聚集的提斯比人。
It writes that he was a Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead.
啊，我们知道说这个基列是在约旦河东啊。
We know that Gilead is to the east of the Jordan River.
啊，提斯比应该是一个小地方啊，不是很有很出名的地方。
Tish was probably a very small place. It was not very well known.
啊，记载这个以利亚只是很简单呐、啊，他说他是一个寄居的一个人。
And so this was a very simple description of Elijah that he was an inhabitant.
当然是一个人呐、啊，能够被神重用啊，不在乎他的身份背景。
But if a person is greatly used by God, it does not matter about his background.
而且啊，这个以利亚在地上只是一个寄居的。
And also, Elijah was also an inhabitant.
我们一个人要蒙神使用，要知道人生在世界是寄居客旅的。
If we want to be used by God, we need to understand that we are only a sojourner in this
我们不能够专以地上的事为念。
We cannot always be thinking about things of the earth.
因为世界的一切、啊、都会过去。
Because everything in this world will pass.
那所以属神的人呢、啊，应当常常仰望神。
And so those who belong to God need to often look up to God.
啊，一个常常仰望神的人呢、啊，啊，看清世界啊，这样的人神才会重用。
Someone who often looks up to God and to lower the value of the world, then they will be
啊才配做属神的人。
Then they will be worthy to be called someone of God.
啊，他说他主的神呐、啊，啊，向亚哈王宣告。
And so Elijah here says, "As the Lord God of Israel lives."
我们看到当时啊，很多人都背弃神呐、啊。
We see that many people back then had abandoned God.
啊，但是他还是对神很忠心。
But he was still very faithful to God.
啊，凭神的命令来警告王。
And he was warning the king from the commandment of God.
啊，其实他这样的宣告是非常勇敢的。
And this type of an oath was very brave.
因为呢，那个时候啊，整个王跟那个王后啊，整个恶势力很大。
Because at the time, the king and the queen were very wicked but very powerful.
啊，拜神的人啊，不是长就长，不是有的就被杀掉了，有的就躲掉了。
People who were worshiping God were either persecuted, killed, or hiding.
啊，很多的先知都被杀害。
Many of the prophets were being killed.
那所以他能够这样凭着神啊来宣告啊，这是相当勇敢的。
So that Elijah was standing here and proclaiming to Ahab was very courageous of him.
因为他能够面对恶势力，面对王跟王后啊，啊来向他们挑战。
Because he was able to face the wicked power from Ahab and his.
所以我们看到说后来啊，亚哈王就到处要寻索他的命。
So we know that later on, Ahab wanted to kill Elijah many times.
后来亚哈见到他的时候就说：“使以色列遭灾的就是你嘛。
”And when Ahab had finally seen Elijah, he said, "You are the one who has caused all these disasters."
因为他的宣告带给以色列人呐、啊。三年多的饥荒。
Because of Elijah's proclamation, so there were 3 years when there was famine.
啊，当然以色列民啊遭到很大的灾祸。
And there were many droughts and disasters for the Israelites.
啊，但是这个灾祸原来是因为以色列人啊他们离开神所造成的。
But these disasters were because the Israelites had departed from God.
啊，但是王却把这个责任啊就归在以利亚的身上，所以要寻找他的，寻找他要杀害他的生命。
But God had especially given Elijah this work to do, and even though he was being killed many, So we could see that this worker of God was very brave and not afraid. Because he was preaching the message that was commanded by God.
神叫他讲什么，他就讲什么。
Whatever God told him to speak, then he would speak.
神叫他做什么，他就做什么。
Whatever God told him to do, then he would do.
完全很忠心地来传达神的话。
He was very faithful and fervent in preaching the word of God.
不计较那个后果。
And he was not concerned about the consequences.
就是被杀，伤掉生命，他都在所不惜。
So that even if he lost his life, he was content.
这是一个忠心的神仆的一种表现。
And this is the behavior of a very faithful servant.
所以我们看到以利亚，他宣告说。 我若不祷告，不降露，不下雨。
And so Elijah has said that if I do, except by my word, there shall not be dew.
我们看到他是一个非常勇敢的神人。
We could see that he was a very courageous man of God.
以利亚的宣告是带着神迹的。
And the proclamation from Elijah came with a miracle.
他本来神造万物，说按时刮风下雨，让它风调雨顺。
God had created all things in his time so that there would be rain according to his time.
让各样的物产能够生长，能够让人饮食得到饱足。
So that the produce can grow and people can be fed.
本来神是施恩祝福，定节令，刮风下雨，都掌握在他的手里面。
And originally because God is the God who blesses, and so he will also bring the rain and sun.
但是我们知道说这个自然界是神造的，是一个神迹。
But we know that because nature was created by God, so this is all a miracle.
要改变大自然里，唯有神才能够做得到。
And to change the different elements of nature, only God can do this.
所以当人敬畏神的时候，各样的节令就会很顺利的运行。
And so when people fear God, then many things will go accordingly.
但是如果人不顺如神，不听神的命令，神也可以借着自然界来惩罚人。But
if people do not obey God and they do not fear God, then God can also use his power to change nature to punish.
我们看生命记28章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记28章。
Deuteronomy 28:12.
Verse 12.
If you follow the commands of God and you fear him,
神就赐福给你，你在家里，你在城里，到处蒙福。
God will bless you in all aspects of your life.
你的田产，你的牛羊，你出你入，到处蒙福。
Your sheep, your cattle, whenever you enter or exit, you will be blessed.
神按时刮风下雨，让你的土产能够生长，让你饮食饱足。
And according to God's time, he will let the rain fall or let the sun shine or let the wind blow to bless you.
神让你富足，可以有力量去帮助别人，借给人，不必别人借给你。
God will provide you with wealth so that you can even lend to many people and you shall not borrow.
但是如果说你离开了神，不敬畏神，就不一样了。
But if you leave God and you do not fear God, then it will be different.
生命记28章23节。
And Deuteronomy 28:23.
28:23. 说你头上的天要变为铜，脚下的地变为铁。24节。24. 神要使你，使那降在你地上的雨，变成尘沙，从天临到你的身上，直到你灭亡。说一个人如果离弃神，神就 让天不晒不下雨。
And so if you depart from God, then God will use his power so that there is no rain falling.
说脚下的地好像铁一样硬的，没有办法耕种。
And the heavens will be like bronze and the earth will be like iron that you cannot grow crops.
说你不管在城里，在乡下，你到处出入，神都做主就领导你。
so that whether you are in the cities or in the farms, but the punishment of God will follow you.
那所以虽然这个亚哈王啊，就告诉百姓说，巴力是掌管这个五谷丰收的神啊。
Even though King Ahab was telling his people that Baal was the god that was controlling over the crops.
但神啊，借着灾殃啊，借着这个饥荒啊。不下雨啊，来警告他们。
God was using the drought and the disasters to warn them.
啊，让他们知道说，这个偶像根本没有办法这样，再也没有办法束缚。
So that they could see that these idols could not let could not heal them.
啊，虽然给他们一些受苦，让他们遇到饥荒啊，但是讲起来，神用心良苦啊。
Even though the people were suffering and they had a famine, but God was using his power in his own way.
啊，目的要让他们在这个苦难当中啊，让他们想起神才是啊，赏赐万物给我们享用的神。
And the purpose was to have the people realize and understand that God is the one who blesses.
所以圣经里面说啊，神有说借着苦难啊，要救拔受苦的人。
And so the Bible has said that sometimes God will actually use people's sufferings to help them.
啊，人在苦难当中，有时候要去思想。
And during the sufferings, then people can reflect.
啊，明白神的旨意，走在主耶稣神的道路上面。
So they may understand the will of God and walk towards the right path.
啊，回归向神以后，啊，神的恩典就会同样在领导。
So that once they have returned to God, then the blessings of God will also return to them.
我们看诗篇一百十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 119.
诗篇一百十九篇。
Psalm 119.
六十七节。
Verse 67.
诗篇一百十九篇六十七节。
Psalm 119, verse 67.
我未受苦以先走迷哪路。现在却遵守你的话，七十一节。
71.
我受苦与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。所以人有时候啊，在平安顺利的环境啊，慢慢的就远离神啦。
Sometimes in times of peace, when everything is smooth, then people will depart from God.
啊，神有时候管教啊，借着一些苦难临到人身上。
And so God will discipline and allow some afflictions to come upon people.
啊，目的要让人呐、啊、转离啊错误的脚步，走到正确的道路上面。
In order for people to stop going astray and to return on a path towards God.
啊，让他们能够重新啊认识神呐、啊，啊回到神的身边。
So that they may come to know God again and to return to God.
那、啊、我们看到这个以利亚的祷告、啊、非常有权柄。
And so we see that the prayer of Elijah was full of authority.
我们看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5.
十七节。
Verse 17.
雅各书五章十七节。
James chapter 5 verse 17.
说以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告求天不下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。十八节。
18.
他又祷告天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。在这个列王记上的地方说啊，以利亚说：“我如果不祷告，就不降啊，不降露，不降雨。”
In 1 Kings, Elijah has said that if I do not pray, then God will not let there not be dew or rain.
也就是说啊，他如果不祷告求雨呀、啊，啊，雨水、露水就不降在地面上。
Which means that if Elijah did not pray, then there was no dew and no rain.
啊，这个说啊，他一祷告以后，真的三年六个月啊都没有雨。
And so because of that, when Elijah did not pray for 3 years and 6 months, there was no rain.
后来百姓回头以后，他又为他们祷告。
Then after the people had returned, then he prayed for them.
结果三年半不下的雨又重新降在地面上。
And then the rain that had not fallen for 3 years and 6 months had come down again.
地也重新生出土产来了。
And there was now produce from the land.
所以我们看到说啊，要不要下雨，在于这个以利亚的祷告。
So we could see that whether or not there was rain dependent on the prayer of Elijah.
祷告不下雨，雨就不降。
If Elijah had prayed there was no rain, then there was no rain.
祷告求雨，雨就降下来。
If he prayed for rain, then the rain had fallen.
那对我们来讲啊，有时候这个自然界不是掌握在我们神里，我们的手里啊。
And so for us, it's for us to understand that the elements of nature are not in our hands.
那、啊、但是对以利亚来讲啊，他借着祷告啊，这个自然界、啊、却非常的自然。
Yet for Elijah, then for his prayer, the forces of nature were very natural.
好像我们那个水龙头都开关一样啊，它要开水就出来了，要关了水就没有了。
Just like when we want to turn on the faucet, if you turn it, then the water will fall.
非常的简单啊，祷告不求雨就关掉了，没雨了。
It's very simple. So for Elijah, if he just prayed that there was no rain, then there was no rain.
祷告在求雨呀，雨就降下来。
But when he did pray for rain, then the rain would fall.
所以我们看到说这个祷告真的是非常的有权柄、有能力。
So we can see how much authority and power there is in prayer.
本来以利亚说跟我们一样性情的人啊，为什么他的祷告能够那么有力量？
Elijah was a man with nature like us, so why is it that his prayer was so powerful?
明白神的旨意。
Because he truly understood the will of God.
他是一个义人，所以他祷告很有功效。
He was a righteous man, and so his prayer was very effective.
当然他的祷告很恳切。
And of course, he was very persistent in his prayer.
这是他祷告非常有力量的地方。
And this was how he could have powerful prayers.
所以我们看到说这个以利亚的祷告真的给我们留下一个非常好的榜样。
So we can see that Elijah's prayers are a very good example for us.
说如果我们按照神的旨意祈求啊，所求的没有不成全的。
If we pray for in the will of God, then there is nothing that will not be answered for us.
虽然我们是带着肉体啊，软弱的人。
Even though we are of flesh and we have weaknesses.
其实啊，以利亚跟我们是一样的。
Elijah is the same as us.
但是他充满着信心。
But he is full of faith.
他又是一个倾心啊，祷告主的人。
And he prayed earnestly for God.
所以祷告的力量啊，就非常的大。
And so the powers of his prayer were very great.
我们看回来列王记上十七章。
Let's look back to 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十七章第二节
Chapter 17 verse 2
十七章第二节
Chapter 17 verse 2
神的话临到以利亚说第三节
Verse 3
你离开这里往东去藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁第四节
Verse 4
你要喝那溪里的水我已经吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你第五节
Verse 5
于是以利亚照着神的话去住在约旦河东的基利西旁第六节
Verse 6
乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来他也喝那溪里的水、以利亚他宣告了信息以后、神就叫他去藏在这个基利西旁
After Elijah had made the proclamation, God told him to get away and hide by the brook Cherith.
一方面啊，神保护他，让他不会被亚哈王发现。
God was protecting him so that King Ahab would not find him.
因为亚哈王啊，到处要寻索他，但是因为这个地方是神指示让他隐藏的地方所以非常的安全。
Because King Ahab was searching for him everywhere, but this was a place especially set by God, and so he was very safe.
除非以利亚出来见亚哈王，不然亚哈王永远找不到他的。
If Elijah did not go to see King Ahab, there was no way that King Ahab could find him.
所以敬畏神的人说啊，神就是我们的避难所。
And so for someone who fears God, then God is our refuge.
神把我们隐藏在他的荫庇之下，在他的翅膀之下。
God hides us under his wing.
所以虽然有时候我们遇到很多的患难、但是神的保护我们非常的周全
Even though sometimes we are facing many challenges But God is protecting us
虽然我们面对很多的危险
Even though we face many dangers
但是神就派着他的使者到处安宁来搭救我们
But God would send his angels to cover us
所以当然义人有时候会遭遇到苦难
even though people of righteousness will still suffer
当他们呼求的时候神就垂听他们的祷告就把他们从苦难当中救拔出来
when they call out then God will hear their prayers and help them
所以敬畏神的人有神的特别保守跟看顾
and so those who fear God will especially be protected and cared for by God
大卫虽然被追杀但是他到处躲
Even though David was often being pursued, but he would hide.
事实上 扫罗王派着大军在寻索他的命。
And even though King Saul was sending many people to go out and look for David.
扫罗王很容易可以找到他。
It was very easy for King Saul to find him.
但是神却把扫罗好几次交在大卫的手里面。
Yet God would use many times to let King Saul to be under the hands of David.
所以大卫说，其实神才是我的山寨，我的避难所。
So that David would say that God is my refuge and my
hiding place. 神保护我，好像人在保护眼中的同人一样。
God is protecting me just like how people are protecting others.
本来我常常离死好像只差一步。
Many times I would leave and it seems as if I had
one step ahead. 但是在那个将要死亡当中，神却把他救拔出来。
And even though he was very close to death, but God would save him.
所以他说，神保护他就是这么的无微不至。
And this was how well protected he was by God.
本来扫罗王已经派军队把他。
King Saul had sent out armies so that they had surrounded David. And David had run out of places to run.
人家来说，告诉扫罗说，非利士人侵占过来了。
Yet someone had come and tell King Saul that the Philistines were coming.
扫罗就放弃追杀大卫，就赶快去对付非利士人。
So that King Saul had to give up pursuing after David, and he had to fight the Philistines.
那时候古圣徒说，有时候我们好像被网罗迷。
And so the saints would say that even though sometimes it seems there is a net covering us.
没想到那个网罗突然间就破掉了，我们就逃脱了。But
the net could also be released so that we could escape.
所以神的拯救就是这样。And
this is how God saves.
虽然在基利西旁。So
even though he was by the
Carrot Brook. 神就按时供应他的生活。God
would sustain his life.
非常奇妙，神指派这个乌鸦早晚两次叼饼跟叼肉给他吃。
And it was very miraculous that it was ravens that had brought him bread and meat to eat.
这是很奇妙的神的作为，保护的非常的周全。
This is very miraculous, and this is a very well protected.
所以神是我们的牧者。 让我们没有什么缺乏。
And so God is our shepherd so that we would not lack in anything.
说那个少壮的狮子有时候还缺食忍饿。
So that even a young lion sometimes may be very hungry.
但是敬畏神的人一样好处都不缺。
But those who fear God, then they do not lack in anything.
在这个基利西旁，这也是神操练以利亚的地方。
By the Kereth Brook was also a place where God was training Elisha. Because after his proclamation to Ahab, he was going to face an even greater challenge.
所以神要训练他有勇敢，有坚定的信心。
And so God wanted to train him so that he could be brave and have a good faith.
将来能够对付亚哈跟耶洗别所有的那些假先知。
So that he will be ready to prepare. He will be ready to face Ahab, Jezebel, and the other prophets.
所以神要借着一些环境来锻炼他。
And so God wanted to use certain environments to train him.
说这个基利西旁是亚哈第一个接受训练的一个环境。
And so by the Kereth Brook was the first place where Elijah was going to
train. 他在那里要学习一些灵修的功课。
And there he needed to do some work in terms of spiritual
cultivation. 所以我们看到一个要被神所用的人。 一般都要经过神一番的训练。
And so someone who is going to be used by God needs to go through training.
摩西40年在王宫里面受教育。
Moses had been educated in the palace for years.
神又让他到这个旷野又训练40年。
And for 40 years, and then God had let him go to the wilderness to be trained for
another 40 years. 到80岁的时候，神才用他来带领以色列百姓。
So that God did not officially use him until when he was 80 years old to lead the Israelites.
因为神训练以后，说摩西为人极其谦和。 胜过世上的任何众人。
And so after the training that Moses had gone through, the Bible records that he was a very gentle person.
所以他才有办法，神才借着他把以色列民带出来，要让他们进到迦南地。
And was very humble so that God was able to use him to lead the Israelites to the land of Canaan.
耶稣也是经过神长时间的训练。
Joseph had also gone through training for a long time.
然后才高升他。 来做宰相，救了以色列众人。
So that later he was exalted, so that he was able to become a prime minister.
所以一个人要蒙神重用之前 都要经过神的操练。
And so before God is going to use a person, the person needs to go through training.
所以我们在百般的试炼当中啊。
And so in all things and thoughts.
所以我们慢慢的经过锻炼以后啊，就会好像金金一样啊，非常的纯全，非常的宝贵。
After we go through training, we'll be refined like gold so that it will be very precious.
才能够显出它的柔美来。
And can also show how beautiful it is.
这个基利西旁啊，对以利亚来讲也是一个信心操练的地方。
And so the Kereth Brook was also a place to train the faith of Elijah.
我们看到说啊，遍地都是饥荒。
We knew that there was drought and famine everywhere.
所以很难找到食物。
Because there was famine everywhere, it was very difficult to find food.
但是神却说啊，你就喝那个溪里的水。
But God has said to go drink from the brook.
我会吩咐乌鸦啊，早晚呐、啊，叼饼跟肉给你吃。
And I will tell the ravens to feed you day and night.
所以以利亚他每天呐、啊，要靠这个乌鸦叼食物来。
And so every day, Elisha had to rely on the ravens for food.
我们知道乌鸦是很贪吃的动物啊。
We know that
本来是靠靠不没有办法靠他的。
We know that ravens are actually very greedy animals, and so it's actually very difficult to rely on them.
人是不可靠的，但是神永远是可靠的。神是信实的神。
And so people may not always be reliable, but God is someone we can always rely on.
所以神可以借着那个很贪吃的乌鸦啊来供应食物给以利亚。
Because God is faithful, and so God was able to use the ravens to, who are actually very
good animals. 而且每天两次按时送来。
And every day, according to the same time,
从来没有间断，一直啊度过很漫长的饥荒。
Morning and evening, the ravens were able to feed Elijah so that there was no pauses.
这是以利亚所要仰望、所要训练的信心的课程。
And so this was the work that Elijah needed to do in order to rely on God.
所以我们刚刚谈到说啊，仰望神的人啊。
So we have said that those who look up
to God. 先求神的国、神的义，我们生活啊不必忧虑。
Those who first ask for the kingdom and righteousness of God will not have to worry.
以色列人在旷野当中四十年。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years.
没有耕种，没有收成。
There were no crops and no growth.
后来摩西问他们说啊，你们有没有什么缺乏？
And so Moses was asking them, do you lack in anything?
他们说没有。
And they said no.
天天神从天上降玛拿给他们吃。
Because every day God had allowed manna to fall.
说他们的衣服没有穿破，脚也没有肿。
So that their clothes were full and there were no holes.
因为神特别看顾他们的生活。
Their feet were not swollen because God had specially watched over
them. 以利亚的一生当中也是啊。
Throughout the entire life of Elijah,
第一次是借着乌鸦叼饼肉给他吃。
The first was when the ravens had fed him.
再来是借着一个穷寡妇啊啊给他啊，这每天啊照顾他的饮食。
And then there was a poor widow who had taken care of his diet day and night.
最后还派天使拿饼跟水来给他。
And at the end, there was even an angel that was sent to feed him.
所以我们看到神对敬畏他的人呢、的照顾是无微不至的。
So we can see that God perfectly protects and guides those who fear Him.
所以主耶稣才说啊，你们不必为衣食忧虑啦。
And so Lord Jesus has said that you do not need to worry about what you
wear. 你要先求神的国、神的义。
You need to first ask for the kingdom and righteousness of God.
你生活当中所需要的，神都会为你预备。
Everything you need in life, God will prepare for you.
主要我们敬畏神，尽本分。
As long as we fear God and we fulfill our responsibilities,
我们的生活啊，神一定会看顾啊，没有缺乏。
God will watch over our life so that we do not lack in anything.
以利亚从这个乌鸦的身上啊，应该神学到很多的道理。
And so from the ravens, Elijah was able to learn many teachings.
我们知道说，所有万物都是神造的。
We know that all things have been created by God.
所有万物啊，神都可以使用他们。
And so God can use all creatures.
所有的万物都成为神的使者。
And all creatures can become messengers of God.
所以圣经里面说啊，神可以用风做他的使者，用火焰做他的仆役。
And so God has said that He can use the wind and fire to be His messengers.
我们也可以从各样的动物里面呢、啊、来学到教训。
And we can also learn many teachings from all types of animals.
我们看耶伯记十二章。
Let's look at Job chapter 12.
耶伯记十二章。
Job chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
十二章第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
说你且问主寿，主寿必指教你， 问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟也告诉你。第八节
，Verse 8，
或与地说话，地必指教你；海中的鱼也必向你说明。第九节
，Verse 9，
啊，看这一切啊，谁不知道是神的所做成的？凡活物的生命和人类的气息啊，啊，都在他的手中啊。神造万物啊，啊，万物都有他的功用。
God has created all things, and all creatures have their uses.
啊，每一样万物啊，啊，都可以让我们来认识神啊，啊，得到一些教训。
Every creature can be used that we can learn more about God and learn about His teachings.
箴言里面说啊，你看那个蜜蜂啊，夏天的时候要赶快准备食物。
The Bible has said in Proverbs that if you look at the bees, they know to gather up their
food. 啊，所以到冬天的时候啊，他就不怕缺乏。
In the summer, so that when winter comes and they know they will not lack.
你说那个蝗虫啊，虽然没有金王
，or the insects that do not have kings.
啊，他们却能够成群啊，结队的出去。
Yet they know how to move in crowds.
他说那个沙獾啊，虽然很瘦弱的动物
，or even animals who might be very weak.
但是它可以住在那个坚固的磐石穴当中。
But knows to build itself in rocks.
那所以每一样的动物啊，对我们啊，都有值得去学习的地方。
And so every animal and every creature has something that we can learn from.
每一样的动物啊，神要用它，神都可以使用。
And every animal that God has created, He can use.
说那个驴呀，本来是很愚昧的，但是它可以讲话来教训那个不忠心的那个先知啊，巴兰。
A donkey, that is an animal that some may find foolish, was actually able to speak so that it could rebuke Balaam.
约拿想要逃到他斯去。
Or when Jonah wanted to escape to Tarshish.
神却安排一条大鱼啊，把它吞下，然后把它吐到岸上，叫他到那个尼尼微去传警告。
God had arranged for a great fish to swallow him and then spit him out to Nineveh to preach.
所以所有神造的万物啊，都可以让神来使用。
And so everything that God has created can be used by him.
我们人也是神所造的。
We have also been created by God.
圣经里面说啊，神造我们的目的就是要让我们去寻求神。
The Bible has said that the purpose for our creation is for us to search after God.
要我们啊，能够侍奉神，要我们荣耀神。
So that we may serve God and we may glorify God.
所以神造万物都有他的目的。
And so God has a purpose in creating all things.
啊，所以神拯救我们，我们更应当在我们的身上来荣耀神。
And so God has saved us and created us so that we need to glorify God.
啊，虽然这个乌鸦是不洁净的动物。
Even though ravens might be considered unclean animals.
啊，但是神还是可以用它。
God was still able to use them.
啊，虽然我们人啊不完全。
Even though we are not perfect.
啊，甚至啊有的不认识神，神还是可以用他的。
And even if we do not know God, but God can still use these people.
所以你看那个尼布甲尼撒王啊，啊那个巴比伦王哦，亚述王，说都是神的工具。
And so even kings of Babylon like Nebuchadnezzar, they were also tools for God.
啊，所以这个不洁净的鸟啊。啊，神也可以用。
So even these birds that were unclean, God could use them.
啊，表示说啊，所有的人啊，主要能够寻求神啊，啊，都能够蒙神所悦啊。
Which means that whoever searches after God can be accepted.
本来犹太人啊，有那个洁净的动物跟不洁净的动物要分开来。
Used by God, and for the Jews originally they had to separate between those that were clean and unclean.
啊，神却启示。彼得说啊，那个不洁净的东西啊，起来杀了吃了。
But God had revealed to Peter to say, "Rise and eat these."
啊，彼得啊，说不敢了、啊，我从来不敢这样做。
Peter said, "No, I would not dare to do this."
神说、啊，神所洁净的，你不要把它当作不洁净的。
But God has said that what God has deemed clean, then you should not still consider
being clean. 后来这个彼得不了解这是什么意思。
Peter did not understand what this meant.
啊，原来啊，神要他把这个道理传给。这个罗马人啊，哥尼流的一家。
But actually, it was because God wanted Peter to preach to Cornelius and his family.
因为他们认为这个外邦人啊，哥尼流是外邦人啊。原来以色列人认为说他们啊不配得恩典的。
Because the Israelites would consider people like Cornelius, like the Gentiles, that they would be unclean and not worthy.
啊，那是神的恩典是要领给众人，不是犹太人。
Of God's grace, but God's grace is for everyone, not just the Jews.
要领到所有的众人。
It is for everyone.
那所以有的人虽然本来不好，
Even though some people were not good,
但是神还是会拣选他们。
But God would still choose them.
好像保罗说，我原来是罪魁呢。
Just like Paul has said, I was a sinner of sinners.
他没有想到神的恩典这么大。
But he could not believe that God's grace is so great.
他不但拯救我，还让我有机会来服侍他。
Not only has he saved me, but that I can even serve him.
那事实上，我们称为外邦人。
So even though we are Gentiles,
他说我们本来跟神所应许的主耶稣无分的。
Even though originally we were not worthy,
因为我们称为没有受割礼的。
Of God's grace, because we were not circumcised.
啊，但是神的恩典啊，同样的临到我们。
But the grace of God has also come upon us.
所以我们今天呢，有机会来服侍神，这是很大的恩典。
So if we have the opportunity to serve God, this is a great blessing.
所以我们今天呢，能够得到这个救恩呢，不是在我们的行为，而是神白白把恩典赐给我们。
So if we have received the salvation, it is not because of what we have done, but because God has given us freely.
但是神拣选我们呢，就是要我们立志行善。
But God has chosen us so that we can be determined to do good.
所以我们每一个蒙拣选的人呢，就要脱离卑贱的事情，然后才能够做贵重的器皿来让神使用。
And so every one of us who has been chosen by God, we need to become worthy to become useful vessels for God.
所以这个乌鸦虽然是不洁净的动物啊，神还是可以用它。
So even though the ravens were considered unclean animals, God still used them.
虽然那个嘴巴很小啊，叼的东西啊很少。
Even though they had small mouths and they could not carry much in their
mouths. 但是他们就尽力，而且几只乌鸦在一起啊，一起同心的啊来完成这个任务。
But God had used the ravens together so that they could gather and could complete this mission.
乌鸦要叼饼干子啊，一个很大的困难就是要克制自己的软弱。
And a very difficult thing for a raven to do is that if it needs to bring bread and meat, it has to.
因为他们本来是最贪吃的。
Suppress its own desires.
为着一点点的食物，它可以打起架来。
Because they actually really love to eat food, so many times they would fight with one another.
所以他们神说啊，你要去找食物来。
But God said that you need to find food.
你不能吃啊，你要乖乖的把它送去给那个以利亚吃啊。
And if you cannot eat this. And also that you cannot eat this, but you have to bring it to your life.
他第一个要完成工作啊，就是克制自己这个贪欲的心。
And so the first thing the ravens had to do was to suppress their own desires.
所以一个人没有办法克制自己的软弱啊，就没有办法让神用。
And if someone cannot control or suppress their desires, then God would not use them.
夏娃就是为着一点点食物啊，接着。为着贪爱那个不能吃的东西呀、啊，结果就失败了。
And it was for a small piece of food that Eve had failed.
神明明说这个禁果不能吃啊，吃一会死啊。
God has said that you could not eat the forbidden fruit.
但是他就不听话，就去吃了。
Because if you eat it, then you will surely die. But
就是没有办法克制自己的软弱。
She did not listen because she could not control her weakness.
所以我们如果说啊，在一切软弱上啊，禁止不了啊。我们就没有办法成就神的工作。
So if we cannot suppress or control all of our weaknesses, then God would not be able to use us.
因为我们的灵性没有办法成长。
Because then our spirituality cannot grow.
所以我们有时候在训练当中啊。
And so sometimes when we are training.
啊，有时候说我们要学习啊，禁食祷告。
For example, we need to learn to fast and pray.
这是一种啊很重要的操练。
This is a very important training to do.
那我们能够胜过这个饮食。
That we can overcome the food and drink.
虽然这个东西很好吃啊，但是你要克制住。
Even though food is very delicious, but it is to control ourselves.
慢慢学啊。
And to learn slowly.
好像保罗说，我现在学会了。
Just like Paul has said that I have now learned.
我可以处荒芜，可以处卑贱。
That I could be wealthy or be lowly.
随时随在，我都能够得到秘诀。
But at all times, and I can learn different teachings.
所以我们要为神做工啊，我们就。从这个乌鸦的身上啊，也可以学到很多啊服侍的精神。
And so to work for God, it means that we can also learn from the ravens.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.